Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is a seven tiny home development with a community center set aside for kids that age out of foster care.
It's ultra rewarding to come to a project like this and say, here's a group of people, here's a community that went and found solution with maybe a little bit of help and assistance from the government, not reliant upon the government to solve every single issue.
And the ribbon was officially cut yesterday on Fresh Start Village. Even though the seven little homes, not a tiny, it's maybe a little of an overstatement. They're 400 square feet. I mean, they're not that tiny. I've seen the pictures inside. They're fantastic. But you've got seven people who aged out of foster care and now have a place to live. It's a very impressive, privately created project made possible because the city annexed the property in and wrote an ordinance to allow tiny homes. The county still does not have a tiny homes ordinance. It's actually why they had to go through the silly annexation thing to begin with, because the county wasn't going to be willing to let them build this project. The county commission has not been willing to allow tiny homes anywhere in Escambia County, and so they had to have the city write the ordinance and then annex into the city this property that was donated by Baptist. But so it's kind of a failure of county government to have imagination on something like this, but a win for city government under Grover Robinson. And, of course, DC Reeves was there to, you know, do the ribbon cutting yesterday. But really, really good event at the corner of Blunt and Pace Streets, and had a chance to talk with Kevin Hagan, the president of AMR, the organization that did all this.
All right, so we have Kevin Hagan here. He is the president of the board of AMR, the organization that helped make this project possible. This is kind of amazing. I mean, when I was picturing tiny homes, I know I wasn't picturing this.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a misconception of what a tiny home is. A lot of people think it might be a mobile home on a trailer that just happens to be small. But these are site-built homes just like any other single-family home you'd find built anywhere. They just happen to be small. We don't even like calling them tiny.
I know. Is what, I'm guessing, like maybe 500 or 600 square feet?
There's about 400 square feet of heated and cooled, and then there's another 100 square feet out front on a porch.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and it's a community. I mean, this looks like if you were to go to some, you know, resort area and you rented a cabin, a larger cabin, it would basically look like this. This is really a nice amenity, nice for these folks.
Exactly. This isn't just something thrown together quickly. This is something that is permanent forever and much needed, because these units happen to be set aside for kids that age out of foster care. So not only are we meeting an affordable need, we're meeting a real critical need for a very vulnerable part of our society that most people just may not even honestly know about.
I mean, when I get out of high school, I go to college, I've got parents who provide for me, take care of me. If I need a place to go, if things get rough for me, I just go back home. Foster kids who get to be 18 don't really have that, do they?
No, they don't. They're on their own. If they didn't get adopted, that's how they end up being aged out. And so may not have had the best of circumstances growing up. And so one of the instrumental parts of the development is the Judge Ross Goodman Building, which is our community center. And that building houses the community laundry for all of the residents. But it also houses a large meeting room and two smaller private offices. So social services can be brought to the site for these kids. It's an unlimited amount of needs they may have, but let's just say you wanted to have a small job fair for the seven kids here. Career Escarosa could come, use our room, and just talk to these kids and maybe help guide them to their next step.
No, it's a great way of thinking, not just about their physical habitation needs, but about whatever other social or economic or educational or access needs they might have. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you is, you said that the price tag on this was, you know, not something that kids who are paying $1,000 a month in rent can really afford, right?
No. So there's at least $1 million invested here. I don't have the total today. I'm kind of one of these people who doesn't really like to know what everything costs, because it hurts a little. But without the help of Impact 100, McGuire Martin, Sandy Sansing, Alestock Wick and Creason Overholtz, the Cronley family, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened without a little bit of money from Opening Doors, from ECUA's impact fees being waived. And then, as small as it might sound, the Sleep Center donated 7 mattresses. Mattresses aren't free.
Right.
And so every little bit helps, and that's what's needed to make a project like this happen.
And, you know, it's interesting because people may or may not know about AMR, but this is not exactly the first housing project that y'all have worked on, is it?
No, we've existed since 1989. Jim Reeves started this with the interest of providing scattered site affordable housing. We have about 160 units in the Pensacola area that have just still function. We have some set aside for elderly folks. So we're trying to cover the bases. Our next venture hopefully is into some more aging out of foster care properties and some for veterans.
And it's also, in case people don't know, so we didn't know for sure whether this was even going to happen for a while because you had the county doesn't allow tiny homes, but
yeah.
There turned out to be a solution.
Yeah, sort of. We have a few pieces of property scattered around the county outside of the city limits. And at the time, we tried to help the county draft a tiny home ordinance. And it just kind of got rejected by the planning board. We're not really sure why. It's kind of a NIMBYism, not in my backyard. But as you see the testimony to what this is, there's nothing detrimental about this development. And we're going to have to kind of get out of that NIMBYism to get this done. So in the interest of trying to keep the thing going, we went and found a piece of property over on the off Gulf Beach Highway, had some wetlands, was in the county again. And then just as the stars aligned and by the grace of God, Baptist Hospital had this piece of surplus property. Used to have their old sign right here at Pace and Blunt, and they donated it to us to build this. And so that's how it ended up here. It wasn't even in the city limits at the time, but former Mayor Grover Robinson sponsored the annexation, and we were able to get this annexed into the city.
It's wonderful when politics works. As a response to maybe when it wasn't working quite so well. And we can hope the county sees fit to create an ordinance that allows this in other places, because I'm with you, man. You know, you can build one of these near my subdivision. It doesn't bother me at all. I love the way it looks. Sure. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here today, and thanks for having us.
And I think probably the benefit of this is that when people see it and they think, oh, that's what tiny homes can be? I mean, honestly, I would have no problem if this was in my neighborhood. No issue whatsoever. And I hope that the county can change its course and allow tiny homes, which is what I really hope that is an outcome of this. Sarah Gale from Channel 3 actually talked to one of the residents there yesterday. I'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Palafox and Fairfield, you're going to see both in the north and southbound lanes traffic back up there. About a 5-minute delay on that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate that. If you have a hardware need, you want to build something, you want to repair something, you want to build a building from scratch, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware, they can help you with it. Not just the supplies, not just the tools, the safety equipment, but the advice. You know, they are an institutional knowledge kind of place. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. I mean, that is just an incredibly long period of time, right? 173 years. Think about that. Before the Civil War, like before there was Levi's, okay? 33 of the presidents have been since they were in business. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. And not just that they've been around for a long time, but that they are always continuing to innovate and help people to do better. And if it's, you know, not just hardware you need, but you need housewares, they have an amazing houseware section in the front where you can buy gifts for yourself or for other people, Yeti merch, grills, cutlery, whatever the case may be. Pensacola Hardware is your one-stop shop for all of that stuff right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. So Sarah Gale was there yesterday with me. I mean, not with me, but, you know, we're both there at the ribbon cutting for Fresh Start Village. And she did an interview with one of the residents. The person's name was Vincent Scallion. And, I mean, very powerful testimony of what this housing situation is going to mean for him.
This place has really given me the options to actually go out and, you know, make something for myself.
Can you imagine foster care and then this, right?
Initially, I kind of grew up in a tough home. It was like some kind of curse fell upon our family because just bad thing after bad thing started happening.
And then he goes into foster care and then ages out, which means you don't even have that going for you anymore.
This was definitely a bit of a shock to me. I never thought that I'd be, renting out my own home before.
It's hard. I mean, It's a pretty big worldview shift, right?
This place has really, changed my worldview on things. This is, like, very liberating. I'm going to college now, okay? Like I said before, if you had asked me before if I was ever going to go to college, I would have said no. I would have said I have way better things to do than that. Now I'm going to college. I'm trying to open up my own restaurant with my brother.
Just because, remember, it's not just a place to live. It's social or educational or career services that are going to come in and work with these folks as well. You don't even have words for how good of a thing this is.
I'm glad I'm able to live instead of surviving. There is a very clear-cut difference between living and surviving.
I just want to applaud. I just want to applaud. This is the kind of place we are. This is the kind of people we are. And it's the best of us helping the most challenged of us and making our community stronger and better for everybody. So this is an amen, hallelujah kind of day for this story about Pensacola. 720 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll get to Dave Greenwood here in just a second. Before that, let's get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but don't forget that school buses are running their routes today because school starts Monday.
Oh, is today practice day?
Today is practice day, so just be aware of that as you're making your commute in. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Also, remember, early voting starts tomorrow in Escambia County. It's been going all week in Santa Rosa County, so lots of things happening. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, and this beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide you the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. We had an incident or some kind of incident this week with the winds and people on the floats. Is that right?
Yes. That hurricane being to our north and east of us created a north wind, and we had north winds most of the week. So it was fairly flat. So people get out on floats, and they don't realize they start drifting offshore. And sometimes by the time they realize how far out, they need some assistance in. So today we responded with Pensacola Beach Fire, and Tyler Brask was on a paddleboard and paddled out and assisted everybody back to shore. Along with fire rescue, they assisted the folks back to shore. And when he was out there on the second sandbar, he saw a wall, to quote him, a wall of jellyfish. So we've had the purple flags up. So the jellyfish are there. It's typical this time of year. The water's very, very warm. And also heat's a factor. We had several heat exposure incidents we had to respond to, along with EMS and fire. So it's really, really hot out here.
So you and I have many times talked about rip currents, how to identify them and what to do if you're caught in one. This is the first time I have ever heard you tell me about rip winds pushing people offshore in their floats. That's wow. But scary stuff because, you know, you can't fight it very well. It's hard to get back in. Good thing that he was there with the paddleboard to be able to rescue them. And as you say, navigate the jellies.
The farther out you are, the faster you go.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's not like a rip current where you can just go sideways because the wind is there, too. You know, the wind is all over the place. Wow, what a scary thing. I did have just a... You may not have anything from this just yet, but I know the lawsuit that's been filed over the beaches in Perdido Key. I assume that you guys are still normal operations until told otherwise as far as lifeguard staffing on the key. Is that right?
I'm glad you brought that up because lifeguard staffing on Perdido Key Access 2 will conclude for this season this Sunday.
Oh, okay. So after that, you'll be starting to reduce staffing and Perdido Key will end this. You'll have it Sunday, but then not after that.
Because, again, as you mentioned earlier in the news report, school will be starting on Monday, yep. So we'll see a decrease in staffing availability.
Okay, so that's a really good note that if people have kids and they've been thinking they might want to go out to Perdido Key, if you want lifeguard protection, go this weekend. Otherwise, go to the other beach, you know, Casino Beach or something like that. That's a really good note, Dave. Thanks for that. Anything else? You guys had chili cook-off? Somebody did some food raising for you?
Oh, my gosh. We've been doing this for years now. Pensacola Beach Optimist Club has a chili cook-off, and they really like our participation, and they moved it. Typically, it's in later in the month and later in August, but then some of our folks have gone out of town to school. School's already began, so they moved it to last night, August 8th. So we had a great time, appreciate sampling 10 different types of chili and determining a winner, and it's always a great time, and we enjoy having the opportunity to experience their appreciation.
Oh, I've completely failed. I only have like 10 seconds, but beach conditions for this weekend?
Looks to be flat, mostly flat and calm, you know, yellow flag at a minimum, and just be aware that there are jellyfish in the water.
Yellow and purple, and
it's
good.
It's been hot. Use plenty of sunscreen. It's going to be hot. Drink plenty of fluids. You know, if you have any pre-existing medical conditions, you know, it's not a good idea to come out for a walk on the beach. It's really hot. High heat advisory is in effect.
All right. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind.
Seven 30 here on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor will have your local news coming up next after Fox, and we will walk you through the final installment of, it's kind of a combined one. It's talking about the USS McCool, and you get a tour inside the Combat Information Center, something that we had to leave our cell phones outside of for security, but you'll find out what kind of weapons this ship that's going to commission here has.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris campaigns in Phoenix, Arizona today. Former President Trump has a rally in Bozeman, Montana, and took reporters' questions for an hour yesterday.
She can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
The vice president did take a few reporters' questions yesterday, addressing accusations her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, exaggerates his military record.
I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve our country, and I think that we all should.
And she and former President Trump have agreed to their first debate September 10th. What's left of Tropical Storm Debbie is moving quickly north.
The larger concern, it's been the concern here the last couple of days, it continues, is all the different flood risks. That's going to continue all the way from the Carolinas, taking you all the way ultimately through New York State up into Canada.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, tornadoes are possible from Maryland to western New England. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning at 7:31 right now, 78 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A woman was arrested yesterday morning after she allegedly opened fire from a vehicle near several people in Cantonment. Haley Marie Starr Smith, who's 23 years old, she was charged with four counts of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, discharging a firearm from a vehicle, and intimidation. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail without bond. About 3:20 in the morning, Smith pulled up to a residence in the 1000 block of Woodlake Drive near Goldenrod Road and fired a gun at her ex-girlfriend while several other people were nearby. That's according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. The ex-girlfriend then fired back. And looks like nobody was hit, though, by that gunfire, and there were no injuries. It is called Fresh Start Village, a new community in Escambia County, giving residents a chance to not just survive, but live. That's what new resident Vincent Scallion said yesterday when he moved into his new tiny home in Pensacola. Fresh Start Village is for Scallion and other foster youths who have aged out of the system and are looking to start the next chapter of their lives. At yesterday's ribbon cutting, former mayor of Pensacola, Grover Robinson, told News Radio.
I think it's very exciting to see happen. So don't understand why some people wouldn't like it. I hope this, since this kind of serves as a model, and I think you can see more of this happening. I think these are the kind of things we got to be looking for. As you're talking about affordability, you have to look at all kind of options.
The 400-square-foot homes come fully furnished. There's a community center where tenants can get help with finances and, of course, health care. Let's check the forecast for the weekend from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first 40 weather update. Mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Temperatures very hot this afternoon, 97 degrees. Overnight temperatures dropping near 79. Hot weather continues for your Saturday, high near 95, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping the warm weather around for Sunday, 20% chance of rain, high near 94 and low near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Everything is flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays right there to I-10 and Highway 29 stretching down to Burgess, both the north and southbound lanes there. Also, don't forget buses are doing their drive run today, school buses. Because Monday, school starts, and the buses will be in full force. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, it's warming up. 78 degrees in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, at 77 in Milton at 7:34. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Aerospace veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg has become Boeing's new CEO with a singular mission: restore the reputation of the U.S. plane manufacturer. On Ortberg's first day, he took time to walk the floor of Boeing's factory in Washington, where it builds its best-selling but problematic 737 MAX. Sources say Ortberg plans to talk with employees and review safety guidelines, with similar visits ahead at other Boeing plants. Boeing shares are down 37% so far this year. For the first time in China, new energy vehicles have outsold traditional fuel-powered passenger cars on a monthly basis, according to China Passenger Association data for July. New energy vehicles accounted for 51% of new passenger cars sold last month. That's up from 36% a year ago. Futures are slightly lower after the S&P 500 notched its best day since 2022 yesterday. Markets are working to rebound after Monday's global stock sell-off. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him, he would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash four!
You bear! Thunderstorm!
7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Now, this isn't quite a Meet Your Tenant Commands, but it is a continuing coverage follow-up on the USS McCool that I got a chance to go tour last week. God, it seems like it was longer ago than that. But anyway, man, that seems like a lifetime ago. So the final installment of this coverage has to do with an interview that I did with Lieutenant Commander Mark Behnke, who is the operations officer. This is about the Combat Information Center. Now, you have to understand, the Combat Information Center, you cannot take a phone into. And, you know, it's funny because, like, there are places on the ship where you can't take pictures, can't take video, you know, turn the phone off, that kind of thing. The CIC is you just can't bring a phone in here. You got to leave it. There's pouches on the back of the door outside is where you leave them. And so we get in there, and he's doing this briefing on the weapons. And I'm like, oh, this is the best part yet. I can't record this. So afterwards, we went and had lunch, and then, you know, I'm like, can we recreate that briefing? He's like, sure, sir. All right, fantastic. So, by the way, this Meet Your Tenant Commands is brought to you by Warrior Beer Company, Sorrento Road. We've got your six, and they really do have some outstanding beer there, really genuinely quite good beer. Anyway, so this was my interview that I did with Lieutenant Commander Mark Behnke, and there's kind of a cool, there's a nugget at the very end that I want you to pay attention to, but I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet.
So our CRC, or our Combat Information Center, is our defensive hub on board. So that's where we will control our missile defense system, so our rolling airframe missiles that we carry on board, as well as our 30 millimeter cannons, which are for surface small craft defense.
So that's missiles for air and incoming missiles also, I assume, it's like Sidewinder's variants?
Yeah, so think anti-ship cruise missiles, foreign variants of Harpoon, something similar to that.
Yes, okay. Sir. And you have the guns for the surface craft. That's their kind of perch front and back, and they can take out small surface craft, because when you're close to the beach, you're going to have things coming at you potentially, right?
Yeah, so we utilize the term FAC and FIAC. FAC is fast attack craft. FIAC is fast inshore attack craft. So when you think about a relative near-peer threat, you're thinking some countries that operate modified fishing boats, modified ski boats, things like that, with weapons mounted on board. So we have defensive systems on board for those. We'll use our 30 millimeters for those.
Okay. But the ship is not primarily, it's not an offensive ship. You deliver Marines on station. Your role is to defend the ship against threats that might attack, right?
Correct. Our system we utilize on board is SSDS, or Ship Self-Defense System. It is completely oriented around defense of the ship, specifically in the littoral environment or the nearshore environment, which is where we operate. We like to say that we own the littorals.
And you have sailors sitting on a screen with joysticks and controllers and manning the missiles and the guns, right?
Yeah, so I'll have a couple of sailors who are at the consoles for the guns, for our 30 millimeter turrets. They'll control one forward and aft. Our rolling airframe missiles, we have two launchers, one forward, one aft. Those are going to be controlled by our ship self-defense system. Operators, I'll have about 9 to 10 inside of combat. That'll ensure we keep a comprehensive surface and air picture, and they will help us decide what we need to launch at and defend from.
You were also talking about this being a first rollout for an amphibious ship of the next generation of radar, I believe you're talking about, right?
Yeah, so we are the first ship, period, to get the SPY-6 Victor II, which is a rotating spy radar, which is typically seen on CRUDES or cruisers and destroyer assets. So we are the most advanced amphibious warship right now in the fleet.
And you also said that part of your defense, your layered defense, is when you're carrying Marines, Marines are part of the defense, right?
Definitely. So when we carry Marines, we will execute what's called DATIF, or Defense of the Amphibious Task Force, where Marines and Navy sailors both will help defend the ship. So what that looks like is we'll utilize our small arms and our crew serve weapons, so our 50 caliber machine guns, M240s, things like that. Marines will bring a host of different capabilities, anywhere from Stinger missiles to shoot down low altitude aircraft, to any of their wheeled vehicles. They can put Humvees out on the flight deck. They can put armored vehicles out on the flight deck that can bring 25 millimeter, 20 millimeter bushwhackers, things like that. They can put up on our flight deck. Also, their machine guns and crew served weapons that they have.
So they literally drive the defensive perimeter up onto the deck and put it in place?
They can, yes, sir. We've not on board this ship, but LHDs, LHAs have executed a similar posture.
And especially when you have, like, narrow operating capability, like going through a strait or something?
Yeah, we'll utilize that during straits, high traffic scenarios, anywhere where we feel that a heightened posture is what's appropriate to defend the ship.
And I know I may ask a question you can't answer, and that's fine. Feel free not to answer, but obviously, the lessons being learned in Ukraine with their surface fighting and undersurface fighting against the Soviets or the Russians, all kinds of lessons to be learned. You're a next-generation ship. I assume you guys are watching that with a lot of interest and learning, or somebody is learning on your behalf.
Yeah, so what I'll say is us as the operators and ones that when the ship does go to deploy, we'll be on the front lines, right? We are supported immensely in the not only the Navy community, but also the civilian government community with a lot of training and warfare development centers. Previously, I was stationed at SMIDIC, or the Surface Mine Warfighting Development Center, where we would work with a lot of different code offices to develop doctrine and to develop our use of our capabilities to help defend against current and real threats.
You were going to pause right there. Again, we're talking to Lieutenant Commander Mark Behnke. He is the operations officer on board the USS McCool, the LPD-29 that's going to come commission here on September the 7th. Really looking forward to that. Take a quick break here and get traffic on the fives from John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. You're seeing some delays over in the Pea Ridge area, both east and westbound on Highway 90. Don't forget, school buses are making their dry run today because school starts Monday. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yay, yay. All the drivers said.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year for parents.
It is, and yeah.
Because I don't have to feed them
relief,
anymore.
That's right. Hey, you know, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electric, and Plumbing, they have been operating in this area for 55 years, started in Panama City, started to expand east and west because they've been doing it so well, gone all the way east to Tallahassee. May not be as much of interest to you unless, you know, you also own property over in that area. But if you go west, they have gone west to Pensacola. Of course, they've been in Ellison Field for forever. But they've expanded all the way west to Baldwin County, across the state line now, and even into Mobile County as well. Servicing any of your needs in that, you know, genre of work, again, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, all along the Gulf Coast now for 55 years. You know, professional service, good quality products, standby, 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, do it right, get it right. That's the idea. You can count on them. And because it is their 55th anniversary, they have a couple of specials going right now dealing with air conditioning. There's no service fee if you get any air conditioning repairs done. Also, $55 off those repairs right now. If you have to do a replacement, you know, sometimes you can repair, sometimes you got to replace, $555 off of a brand new system if that's what has to be done. And inspections right now, just $55. So $55 inspection. If you get work done, there's no service fee. There's $55 off the repairs. And then if you have to have a replacement, $555 off that. Find out more, schedule an appointment at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. Turning back now to the interview I did last week with the operations officer of the USS McCool about the Combat Information Center, the weapons systems on board the USS McCool, Lieutenant Commander Mark Behnke. And as I said, just trust me, the end of the interview has a surprise.
That's what I was thinking about while you were talking about, okay, I got this against boats on the surface, I got this against air, you know, drones, torpedoes, subs, mines, also something you have to think about, certainly in the close-in environment. And I presume that you have, I'll just say, strategies for that.
Definitely. So surface and air are primaries, mainly air by the nature of how quickly that warfighting environment moves. Undersea capabilities for amphibious ships is relatively limited. If we're going into an environment where we might need some kind of defensive capability for that, or more of a, I guess, offensive capability for that, we'll request other assets. Cruisers, destroyers have a great capability. Best capability against a submarine is another submarine.
Sure.
Or utilizing something as a P-8, MA-60 Romeo, dip-in sonar, things like that. We do carry our Nixie on board. Nixie is our torpedo defense countermeasure. And we have that capability on
okay,
as
so
well
on
here.
Okay, so you do have some of that. Okay.
We do to defend against torpedoes.
Okay.
In the mine threat environment, relatively limited, but Every Navy ship will have a degaussing system, which will maintain our magnetic signature that goes out. We'll utilize a host of different things to minimize our noise signature going into the water. When you look at defensive mining or offensive mining inside the Navy, you're looking at minesweepers and then aviation units, as well as the new MUDSU units, which is going to be the mobile diver units that they have. Our capability in the United States Navy for mine warfare has gone down significantly since Korea. So they're working through some options on LCS and different ways to defend against that and pre-screen for us. But if we think we're going into a mine threat environment, we're going to utilize some different asset to clear out that threat before we enter that area.
Thank you so much. That's great. Sir. Thank you.
Okay, so one extra bit of information people might find useful. Where are you from, sir?
I claim Pensacola as my hometown. I went to Navarre High School, and my family lives in Milton. My mom actually runs Avalon Landing RV Park there off Avalon Boulevard.
So this is extra special for you doing the commissioning in Pensacola.
I'm very happy to be doing the commissioning in Pensacola because I feel like I'm bringing the ship home.
Nice. Oh, man. You know, and see, I had been with him the whole day and didn't know that. And then all of a sudden at the end, I'm like, no, wait a minute. You went to Navarre High School. Your folks live in Milton. You think Pensacola is your home. We're commissioning your boat coming up in a couple of weeks. Oh, man. And by the way, in case you didn't track all of it, the short version is they got two 30-millimeter twin cannons front and back, and then they've got the Sidewinder adapted Sidewinder missile system for air. The 30 millimeters are for boats, anti-boat. And then, you know, the Marines. You carry 500 Marines, you carry 500 Marines weapons. And they can put them up on the deck for close-in support and just show of force is kind of a nice thing, you know. They become the perimeter defense, which I thought was a kind of a cool thing. So that is your – it's not quite tenant commands, but, you know, it's close enough for the stuff that we do. So we'll continue this again in the future with tenant commands on board NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that the Dragon Boat Festival, 10th Annual Dragon Boat Festival, comes up Saturday, October 12th. Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams with thousands of spectators. And, you know, you find out that it is a bit of work doing that dragon boat rowing. Usually the first race is okay. It's the second, maybe that third race where you're like, holy smokes. So you can sign up. We're looking for sponsors or participants. Get more information at newsradio923.com. Of course, every Tuesday, Bands on the Beach put together the Santa Rosa Island Authority and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. And coming up next Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach is going to be the Astronauts are going to be on the 13th. Always a good show. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to start that conversation. And the way I always think about it is you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Don't go car shopping when your car's broken, when you need a car. Go before that. Like, be informed about what's out there, and you do that by, if your car's working fine, now is the time to go look at what's available, check out the prices, check out the options, sit in some seats, drive a few cars, see what you like. If, you know, like in our case, we went to just drive a car to Frontier, and they had such a smoking deal, we couldn't say no on what we got for a Honda Odyssey. That might happen to you, I can't promise. But, you know, more than likely, you just get good information. And maybe what you find is they have a car that's close to what you want, but not exactly, and you want to send them looking for one for you. They can do that. You know, no problem. Good quality used cars that are almost new, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, cars you can count on and that they stand behind. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You play ball like a girl!
Okay. Am I the only one? I can't be the only one. Whenever I hear the ad by Rhett for Rhett Rowell for District for Commissioner District 3, it always sounds a little bit like Scooby-Doo to me. Rhett Rowell! Oh, man. I don't know. Just the things that catch my attention. Let's see. Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We are on East 10 Mile and Kim Strand Road. We've got a disabled semi that's blocking the southbound lanes on 10 Mile Road, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, a fantastic real estate resource for you if you're thinking about buying or selling a home. And, you know, I know you hear me talking about her a lot, and you might think, "Why, Andrew, I've got a cousin, you know, and I'm going to just use that person because I know. Okay. Here's what I want you to do, okay? And, you know, you make your decisions. You're an adult. Just talk to Christina. In fact, you can call her and say, Andrew's so annoying. I know who I'm going to use. I'm not even going to use you, but he says I should talk to you. Can we set up an appointment and just have a coffee? And she will. And then you can ask her questions, and then you can decide. You know, it's professional services. It's your money, okay? It's your peace of mind. It's your getting the contract all the way through to the end, getting the home sold or bought that you want. I mean, it's all that stuff. And, you know, you'd be an adult, okay, obviously, but just include her on your list. And, like, hey, you know, maybe you talk to her and you're like, I'm going to go with cousin, you know, fine, no big deal. Okay, no worries. But at least you found out kind of what's available. That's the point. She's very friendly. You might just make a friend. She always likes to talk with people and just make friends. I mean, if you come on client, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. She does. She's told me that many, many times. And she's so friendly, you'll just love her. But just talk to her and ask her your questions and you see if there might not be a difference. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Joining us now from the newsroom, we've got Steve Taylor on his last day with us.
Well,
David will be back next week.
Next
so
Tuesday,
thank
actually.
You.
Oh, I'll be,
oh,
I'll be
so
back
your
here
next
on Monday.
To last day with us. Yeah, I rescind my previous inaccurate news. Steve's got our headline. Steve?
Well, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are campaigning in Arizona today. The vice president and the Minnesota governor are holding a Democratic rally tonight in the Phoenix suburb of Glendale. For the Republicans, Donald Trump will be stumping in Bozeman, Montana tonight. What is it, 89 days to go? Yeah. Microsoft says hackers based in Iran are trying to break into the account of a high-ranking official on the U.S. presidential campaign, but the report does not mention the high-ranking official by name, and that's what's happening.
All right, thanks so much. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Julio Diaz, of course, about the movies that have come out this week, and also you'll be able to find out what thing did teachers around the country do that we want to cherish subverting parental authority in the transgressor ceremony at 7:20.
You're listening.